It's a success and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha, Parshas Pekudei. As we know, it's a leap year, and Vayakel and Pekudei are two separate Parshas. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Eile Pekudei HaMishkon, Mishkon HaEdus, Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe Avodas HaLeviim. These are the accountings of the Mishkon that gave testimony, and it was counted at the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rashi, HaMishkon, Mishkon, Shtei Pamim. It says twice. Why? Says Rashi, Remez LeMikdash. It's the allusion to the Beis HaMikdash, Shenit Mashkin B'Shnei Chorbonim, that it was taken as a collateral, a Mashkon, for the two destructions, Alavon Oseim Shel Yisrael. And then Rashi says, Mishkon HaEdus, Edus Li Yisrael, Shevivater HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMaisa Egel. Then we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He overlooked the sin of the Egel, as Rashi throughout all of Sefer Shemos tells us that the Mishkan was a kapara for Cheta Egel. Sharei Hishra Shchinasa Benehem. So Pekudei, as we all know, is going and talking about the Kalim, the Mishkan, which we've been speaking so much, Truma, Tetzaveh, and now Vayakel Pekudei, the idea of the Mishkan and the Kalim. And then right away, Rashi tells us something amazing. We know that it says, Ubetzal ben Or, Uri ben Chor, and Aliyov. And last week we spoke about how Betzalel represents Yehuda, the Malchus, and Aliyov represents Chevet Don from a Shifcha, Shamayim, and Oretz coming together. But there's an amazing conversation that goes on between Betzalel and Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi tells us in Pasuk Chof Beis, Perech Lam and Ches, Ubetzal ben Ori, Asad Ko Asher says Rashi, even things that he didn't tell to Moshe Rabbeinu, but Saul was able to figure it out. Says Rashi, quoting down from the Gemara in Brachos, Nafnun Hey, Moshe came and he's told Betzal, you know what, Betzal, first you should make the Kalim, and then afterwards you make the Mishkan. And Betzal says to him, really? You make the Kalim? You, like, take a refrigerator, you take an oven, and you make it, and then you build a house around that? Shouldn't you, like, build a house, obviously with in mind where you're going to put things, but you build the house, and then you put the kelim in? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Va'achar kach, you put the things inside. Amr lo, kach shamati mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amr lo Moshe, bitzel kel ha'isi. Ki bevade kach sivu lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this conversation is so strange. Question one. Ask the great Pnei Yoshua. Ask all the great Achronim, the last Pnei Yoshua, in Brachos, on Daf Nun Hey. What is this conversation between Betzal and Moshe? Moshe thinks that you're supposed to put the Kalim in first, and then the Mishkan? And then Betzal's like, listen, Moshe, I don't know what's going on. You're supposed to put the Mishkan, you build a house, and then afterwards you put things into the house, right? When you build a house, and you put the closet afterwards. You don't build a closet, build a house around that. Ask the Pnei Yoshua, ask the Maharal, the Gor Aryeh, what is this conversation? Question one. Question two. The Torah is going at detail of everything. And all of a sudden, the Torah tells us something amazing. The Torah says, it's talking about the Nechoshes. Again, Nechoshes was copper, and it was very, very unique, very expensive material. And it's talking about all the things that were made from the copper, the Eis Mizbach HaNechoshes, the Es Michbar HaNechoshes, the Mizbeach, that Kol Kli Mizbeach, and all the Anei Chatzer Tzaviv, all the different sockets and all these different things. Ask the great Abar Vanel. The great Abar Vanel. Unbelievable what he does on Chumash and Tanakh. He asks like 20 questions. Right? He doesn't ask 3, he asks like 20 questions. And he builds his Yisod and he answers all the questions, but he says, I don't get it. Last week's Parsha, we read about the Kiyur, the special Kiyur, that they were able to look in the mirrors, and the beautiful women, they used the mirrors the right way. Why is the Torah not telling me that under Nechoshes should be the Kiyur? It left it out of his life. It talks about it later when it's talking about all the different Kalim, but when it's talking about all the Nechoshes of Bar Minel says, why is it not here? Furthermore, the Torah tells us right at the end, Perek Laman Tes, Pasuk Laman Beis, we're towards the end of the Mishkan, and it says, Vatechal Kol Avodas Mishkan Olmoed, and all the work of the Mishkan, Vayasu Bnei Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael Kechol Asher Tzivah Hashem, they did what Hashem commanded it at Moshe, Kenazu. So it comes along the read, Orachayim HaKadosh, and he says, I don't get it. We're talking about the binyan of the Mishkan, we're talking about the building of the Mishkan, and all of a sudden it says, Vayatsu Bnei Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael did it. But what do you mean? In the beginning of the parasha, in parts of Vayakal and all over, Betzal was the architect. So what are you telling me? Vayasu Bnei Yisrael. Furthermore, it says, Kasher Siva Hashem, Kainasu. What do you mean? It says Vayasu. Why is it saying Vayasu twice? Ask your Archaim, what's going on? And lastly, we'll throw it in. We'll call it, that was what we'll call 2B. Even though it was really 3, but we'll call it 2B. Because the last question, that it was related, you know, at a chasana for my niece and my new nephew, Zahava and Shua Krasnow. Beautiful, what a beautiful chasana. And Uncle G and Renee were taking me and my wife Rani to the Shavar Brachas by Tova and Daniel Schaefer, my sister and my brother-in-law. And I had the zechus to speak there. It was such an awesome Shavar Brachas. Everyone was there. Uncle G, Aunt Renee, all the people, Uncle Ira and Aunt Ora, and I had a whole family reunion. Uncle Alan, Aunt Beverly, and my parents, all the people that listened to my parshas here. But, so I asked an interesting question. Why is it interesting? Because I think it's interesting, but it's interesting because everyone asks it. We know that we're in Adar Beis, and Purim is coming very soon. It's approaching us. That means Pesach's coming. Not here to scare anyone. Same jokes I say all the time. I still think they're funny. And Purim's coming, and the Gemara talks about, if you have Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, which one should you put Purim in? So it's a very good question. Because on the one hand, you should think that you should put in Adar Aleph. Why? Because the reason Makdim LeMitzvahs, you want to go be a Zarius, you want to do mitzvahs right away. Bris Milah, you want to do Mila Bismano, you want to do it on time. You got to get it right away, you got to get the Bris Milah in. So many mitzvahs, there's reason Makdim LeMitzvahs. You run to do the mitzvahs. But on the other hand, the Gemara says, as we know, we do Adar Beis for Purim. And the Gemara says, why? Mismach Geula LeGeula. We're connecting the Geula of Purim with the Geula of Pesach. And the question is, what does that mean? And furthermore, we'll connect it a little even further to our Parsha, with Levi Barditchev, one of my great-great ancestors. Right? My grandfather, Bamzer, he was always so proud. Zatzal, he's always so proud. Talk about Levi Barditchev. He's one of our ancestors, Baruch Hashem. And he connects that this question of Purim right into the idea of Pekudei, that Rashi that I first started off with, that Ela Pekudei, the idea of the Maisa Egel. And when Klal Yisrael messed up with the Egel, the Mishkan fixed it up. And he takes this idea and he connects it together, which we'll have to discuss. So again, let's just make sure we have clear, because clarity is the name of the game. Question one. What was the conversation between Bezalel and Moshe Rabbeinu? Bezalel says, first, you build the house, and then you put the kelim in. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no. You put the kelim, and then you build the house around it. What? What's the conversation? And Moshe's like, you know what? You're right. Like, what? What happened here? Question one. Question two, when it's talking about the Nechoshes, the copper, all of a sudden, for some reason, it left it out of the list, the kiyur, which we, Rashi, is such a long, again, there aren't so many Rashis, Vayakov Bekudei, we know. You got those people, because we got Chazak, Chazak, Vinit, Chazek. You got the people, you know, they learn the last daf, and they make the siyum. They read Chumash Rashi Pekudei. There's like 7 Rashis, and Chazak, Chazak, Vinit, Chazek. They get up there, they scream it. Again, every Torah is important, you know, Baruch Hashem. And the question is, why is the kiyur not there? Question three is, why does it say, why does the Pasuk clearly say, as Kol Yisrael, why does it say that there's an idea of Kol Yisrael when clearly it was Bezalel that did it? It wasn't all of Klal Yisrael. And then it says, Kasher Tzivcha, it says, Vayasu B'nei Yisrael, Kenasu. Why is it saying that twice or a chayiv? And lastly, we know that we do Purim in other days because we want to be mismach gula gula. What does that? What does that have to do with anything? Comes along the Pnei Yoshua in Brachos on Daf Nunhei, and he says in a very interesting thing. He says maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know exactly what the story was. You know, there are different sections in the Torah, and Moshe wasn't 100% sure. He wasn't sure about the menorah. He wasn't sure about different things. Maybe he wasn't sure which one should be first. Should it be the Mishkan? Should it be the Kalim? And he was unsure. That's what Pnei Yoshua says. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu threw it out there. And Bezalel says, no, I have a tradition that really, Bezalel Kael, that really has to be the Mishkan. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom told us. You have to be the Mishkan. And then you put the Kalim in. But the Gor Aryeh says a little different. The Maharal says, the Gor Aryeh says something amazing. Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, got the Torah, brought the Torah down. Klai Yisrael messed up, Chet HaEgel, smashed the Luchos, and he went back up to Shamayim to get the Torah again. And again, that was Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, as they say. He wrote the Torah, B'yodo, he did it. And he was mamish in Shamayim, fighting with the angels, the Gemara says in Shabbos. The angels said, no, Klai Yisrael shouldn't get it. Moshe said, no, Klai Yisrael's going to get it. Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a high level, our greatest leader, our greatest Navi that ever lived. Being in Shamayim, getting the Torah, bringing it down to us, even after we messed up. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Tachlis. He knew the purpose. And the purpose of the Mishkan was to get to the Kalim. The purpose of the Mishkan was to have the Aron. The purpose of the Mishkan was to have the Menorah. As we know that each Keli represents a different midah, a different thing we could work on. Just like the Gemara tells us in Erechin, that the Big Day Kahuna, every single thing that a Kohen Gadol wore, represented a different midah, a different character trait that we could work on. Each Keli represented. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the whole purpose of the Mishkan was for the Kalim. But Bezalel turned to Moshe and he said, Moshe, you're right. I hear what you're saying. But you first got to create the bias. You got to create that structure. You got to create a steady structure, a structure that's going to bring the Shekhinah in. And once you do that, says Bezalel, Bezalel Kael, in the image of God, and you create that structure, you have that home, then you bring the Kalim in. But you got to create that structure. Moshe Rabbeinu, he worked so hard. He was our greatest leader. He knew the end goal. Bezalel says, you're right, the Kalim, of course. But you got to build that structure. And that's the Yesod here. The Yesod of the Mishkan, the whole Tachlis is a Ramban. In our first year of Shemos, we spoke about what the Sefer is about. And the whole Sefer is about Sefer HaGeula. The Bahag said it's Sefer HaSheni. Why? Because we take the individual, that we the Avos, the level of creating who we are from the Avos, and now we turn it into a nation, the Yetzias Mitzrayims. We turn it into the greatness coming together. Vayakel Pekude. Vayakel represents Kihila, the idea of coming together. And Pekude is its own counting. There's this individuality, being an individual, but also being part of the Tzibor. And a person needs both. He needs to have a level of building himself, working on himself, building his structure. And then eventually it's going to help carry over into the Tzibor. So why specifically is the Kior not there? Says the Bar Manel. Because the Kior was totally different than all the other things. Everything else was given as a Nedava, was given as a present. Right? Everyone gave Nedavos to the Mishkan, to the Beis HaMikdash. But this Kior represented something different. It represented the women taking the mirrors, using something physical and transforming it into Kedusha. Taking mirror, which is beauty, and transforming it into something that's holy. And that's such a high level. We don't believe there's a separation between anything. We believe, as Klal Yisrael, that everything a person does, you could bring Kedusha into it. You know, I was speaking to my Shir and I said, imagine each of us, we're supposed to say 100 brachas a day. Imagine two brachas a day when you're about to eat something. about to drink water, Asher Yatzar, all these different brachas. Imagine stopping for 30 seconds, 2%. You get a 2 on a test, it's not so good. But again, it's difficult. Sometimes we just do things by rote, which is good in a way, but sometimes not so good in a way. Everyone has to know. But think about, because you could bring Kedusha into anything you do. So that's why it's not here. Why does it say, says Yor HaChaim, why does it say, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael? So says Yor HaChaim, you know why? This idea, Ki ish echad b'lev echad. Klal Yisrael is working as a unit. Klal Yisrael, you're right. B'tzalel was the one that was the creator, the architect. But it was for all of Klal Yisrael. They went and they made the Mishkan. It was for all of Klal Yisrael. Every single person, as we're talking about a kehila, every person has a role. Every single person. We know that there are 248 mitzvahs. There are certain mitzvahs that some people can't do. I'm a Kohen, so I'm allowed to eat truma. A person that's not a Kohen can't eat truma. But guess what? I can't give truma to a Kohen because I'm a Kohen. There are certain mitzvahs. So you know what? El Kol Yisrael, the Mishkan, the mitzvos, it's all of Klal Yisrael. But Tzal was acting as a shliach for everyone. But it was all Klal Yisrael united. And everyone has their unique role. Everyone, every person on the team has a unique role. And sometimes we don't always know our role. But a person needs to realize that every single person is a diamond. I remember when I was in camp a long time ago as a counselor, and I was a coach of the team, right? And the kid, you have interleagues, and you have divisions, and the whole thing. And I was in camp, and there was one kid, and he was the best guy on the team. He was a nice kid, but not so nice, one of those guys. And he was very mean to his other, again, he was one of the best players, so he's put on a team that's not so good. And every single time one of his players did something wrong, he yelled at him or made him feel bad, and I said, listen, every single person has a role. You can't win the game with yourself. You need to bring everyone together. There are certain people that are better defenders. There are certain people that play the point guard. Anyone knows what I'm talking about? Brings the ball up. Everyone has different roles. If you think you're going to do it by yourself, you're not. That's why we're not winning. And I said, listen, if you're not going to be nice to your teammates, I'm going to bench you. It's like, really, you're going to bench me? I'm the best player. I'm the only one that scores. I'm like, yeah, be mean to your teammates. First of all, we're not going to win. And second of all, what is this? What is this? So I remember, there was one game, it was a close game, back and forth, and he passed it. The guy shot it, terrible shot, yelled at him. I said, I'm sorry, next game you're not playing. I said, yeah, come on. I said, it's an important game. We're going to have him play next game. I don't know if we'll make the playoffs. I said, no, I'm sticking to my rules. You're not playing next game. He didn't play next game. He was shocked. I didn't play. Guess what? The game after, he became a team player. And he got everyone involved. And it ended up, we won that game. And everyone felt good. And he was able to bring out the talent. And I think this is the Yisod. The Yisod is Klal Kol Yisrael. Why Kol Yisrael? Because every single person has that unique role. Everyone has to realize they have that unique role. One person without the other, we're nothing. Right? V'hafta l'recha kamocha. Says Yor HaChaim, v'hafta l'recha kamocha. Love your neighbor like yourself. No, he's part of yourself. He's like you. Ki ish echad b'lev echad. We're all one, and we need to feel that. So what's the idea? What's the idea? Why the two Purims? Why are we doing Adar Beis? What's the connection between the Pesach and the Purim? And I speak about this all the time. One of our Rebbeim, Rebbe Anderson Sachs, always talks about this. And this is such an important idea. And I think it's interrelated with that first Rashi. Klal Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael hit the 49th level of Tumah. They were going to be totally wiped out. They were going to be totally assimilated. And Baruch Hashem, they were able to get out, and there were Nisim and flows. Mamish miracles. Unbelievable miracles. Getting out of Mitzrayim, the Aser Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf. But those were the supernatural miracles. Those were the amazing miracles. And then Klal Yisrael is working and working and working. And then finally they get the Torah. And the Torah represents the idea that it's not just the supernatural, but it's the natural. It's bringing Torah into my life, working hard, taking nature, right? Mother Nature has a father, Ribono Shel Olam, but taking and bringing Torah, make it real. realizing that we're living with the Ribbono Shel Olam, not just the supernatural, but even the nature, as the famous Ramban writes at the end of Parshas Bo, that every single thing is a nes. Everything is a nes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what we have to remember. But then guess what happened? We hit a low, hit a cheta ego. We hit a low again. And then everything fell off. The supernatural, the natural. Our whole image, our whole relationship with Hashem was crushed. But Hashem says, listen, since you're still a nation, right? I once heard from Herschel Schechter, how come we're still suffering from cheta meraglim? By cheta meraglim, we're still sitting on the floor. The Gemara tells us in Taina Chavav, we're still sitting on the floor. We're still mourning the Beis HaMikdash, the first and the second. We're waiting for the third. Right? Hashem says, listen, you're crying. You're going to be crying for future doros. So we didn't get a kapara for cheta meraglim. But by cheta ego, we got a kapara. Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, wipe me out from the sefer. And Hashem said, no. Take one for the team. So what's up, Shat? Said Rav Schechter, beautiful. He said that by cheta meraglim, there was no unity in Klal Yisrael. And cheta ego, yeah, maybe it was the Erev Rav, but they were together. Achtus of Klal Yisrael. But they messed up with cheta ego. And this image, both Nisim Nistarim, the hidden miracles, and the Nisim Galuyim kind of fell off. And then comes along Rav Levi Bardishev and he says, we get the Mishkan. Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to give you something special. I'm going to give you that Mishkan. I'm going to give you all the details, all the intricacies, all the details of this beautiful Mishkan with the Kalim. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Kalim right away, but Sal says they got to build that structure with the Kalim, and that's a Nes Galuy. And Hashem said, listen, I'm going to give you the Nisim Galuyim. I'm going to give you that open miracle with this Mishkan. But now it's your job to make the hidden miracles. Bring Hashem into your life. Bring Achdus. Bring togetherness of all of Klal Yisrael. Little things could do such big things. Little things. Big people are people that do little things. Calling someone up and just saying, how are you? Sending someone a text. How are you doing? Little things. Someone that you haven't reached out to in so long. Little things make greatness. Rav Yerucham writes, Shifra and Pua. Right, we all know, Yocheved and Miriam, they were called Shifra and Pua in the Torah. Right, I have a little daughter, Shifra. Right? They would shh the baby. Says Rav Yerucham, great people do little things. That's what the Torah is focusing on right now. But that's the idea. And Hashem says, listen, I'm going to give you that Mishkan, but now you got to bring the Mishkan into your life. How are you going to bring that Mishkan into your life? You're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to, all the noise that you hear, all the outside noise, everything from Holocaust, pogroms, things that are happening this year, and the wars, people destroying us, all the noise. You have to realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to us and saying, I believe in you. I love you. I want that relationship with you. But now you need to believe in yourself. You need to realize that I'm here with you and I love you. And I'm here to carry you. And that's what Purim represents. Mismach ge'ula le'ge'ula. Because Purim, as we all know, is the Nisim Nistarim. It just looks like one big story, but it's not. Our lives sometimes just look like one big story, but it's not. There's so much going on. And the Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan for all of us. This idea of Achdus, getting Klal Yisrael together as one. Klal Yisrael, Bitzal, the Shliach of creating the Mishkan. But the Mishkan represents, as the Ramban writes, that the whole idea of the Mishkan is to take the Maimon Har Sinai experience, the Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, of the unity of oneness, and bring it as a whole. And I think this is the goal, the last pasuk. The last pasuk in Parshas Pekudei, the Chazak Chazak Benit Chazek, it sums it up right in this pasuk. Ki Anan Hashem Al Mishkan, for the cloud of Hashem would be on the Mishkan Yomam, during the day, the Eish Tiyah Laila, and the fire would be on at night, le'enei kol beis Yisrael, before all the eyes of Klal Yisrael, b'chol maseihem, in all their journeys. And that's what we have to realize. That in our journey of life, the Ribbono Shel Olam is carrying us through.
and he loves us so much. Everyone should have chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek, an amazing Shabbos, and have an amazing, amazing at the end of Sefer Shemos. Everyone have a great Shabbos.